Hi everyone, this is Zach Meehoff saying, welcome back to the show.
My frenulum is so raw that it's distracting. Have you ever had that?
It's almost the color of a baboon.
Baboon's butt?
Backside.
You know what? We were wrong about that. We were roundly chastised. That is a mandrill that has the blue and red features. Not
Barbara?
A baboon. Not a baboon. I like that blue butt. Is it a red butt or a blue butt? It's either a blue nose and a red butt or a red nose and a blue
butt. Comes in a variety of colors. It's nature's way of attracting mates of the opposite gender of the species.
I'm going to go to the phone here. Go ahead.
Hi, Robin.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I heard you talking about your NyQuil experience.
Yeah, it's been weird.
How you feel a little loopy?
I feel like I'm not, I'm sitting next to myself. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I wanted to mention to you, did you know that I think if you read the label, you'll find that it's 25% alcohol, which makes it like a 50 proof.
Yeah, but Crown Royal is 40%, so that's not the problem.
Well Crown Royal is like 80 proof.
Yeah, that's 40%.
So, you know, tell me it's the booze and the thing.
It's not the booze. No, there's something else in there.
No, it's not booze. Believe you me, buddy.
Something in there that will
send
you sideways.
It just puts you right next to yourself. It's very.
Hey, by the way, I hope Carlo is back from his suicidal wheelchair death run. To be able to review The Mummy Returns.
Can I give him a call?
With Brendan Fraser from Newport High.
He likes Brendan Fraser. And people say, you know, don't tease a guy in a wheelchair. The thing is, Carlos should not be in a wheelchair. He had double knee replacements, did not do his physical therapy.
He wasn't being teased. He was being upbraided, chastised.
Certainly.
And he's being lectured.
Well, certainly he's being lectured. But then, you know, you never know with him.
Hello?
Hi, Carlo. We're on the air, so don't say anything foul.
Oh, right. Foul as a chicken.
Yeah, there you go. Right. You're rolling. See, I wish you were in working for me today.
So, Carla, how you doing? Are you going to be able to get out for a movie this weekend?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm getting along better. My face is going down, but I'm stiffer than hell. I can't hardly walk.
Well, that can happen for a while.
But you haven't been walking forever. You've been riding around in your pushcart.
Yeah.
Well, when you take a tumble like that. All right, the movie that you'll see is The Return of the Mummy.
Okay.
You sound like a different guy. You don't sound like Carlo.
You sound like you have a little bit of a cold.
Well, I'm awake. I woke up at 10 after 6, and I've been reading the paper and taking all my pills.
You know what it is, Carlo? This is really, God, this is a bizarre day. You sound as though you have sipped from the fountain of youth. You sound like you're about 50.
I wish I was.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, because
I... Carlo, you're getting younger.
I feel like Carlo. Carlo feels like me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is weird. All right, Carlo, hang on. Well, I'm going to hang up on you.
Do you suppose that the Fountain of Youth is at the Gimois Cafe?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm going to the Gimois immediately, but not before we play a round of Dead or Alive.
7:40 in the morning.
All the games people play now, every night and every day now.
What you call?
Never saying what they mean.
Ride the light.
Now, Robin Lords and Maynard. Even better.
Blockbuster.
Robin Lords and Maynard.
A grinding radio
Maynard.
Collision. A grinding
Bad
radio
Maynard.
Collision.
Dead or alive?
Bad little Maynard.
Sorry, I knocked Tammy off there. Sorry about that.
Mr.
Paskey.
Paskey?
Yeah.
Mr. Paskey?
Paskey,
yeah.
Let me ask you, what do you do?
I'm a carpenter.
Well, we're all carpenters. We're carpenters of life. Welcome to Dead or Alive. Your first name, Earl Grey.
Alive.
No. No, honey. You ever have any of that Earl Grey tea?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, let's see how that'll work out for you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lance Bass.
Oh, I'll say he's dead.
No, he's a NSYNC guy.
Oh.
Little Lance. Good morning. Hi there, Tim.
Good morning.
All right, here you go.
Peter Minuet?
Dead.
The Dutch colonists who landed in Manhattan in 1626 and bought the island from the Indians for $24. You're 10 to the good.
Let's go for 20.
Yes, Robin.
Moses Horowitz?
I'll say dead.
Yeah, that's Mo. Hey, Mo.
Well, let me give you a little advice.
What?
That guy.
You're at 30. Here's Robin with 40.
Tammy Wynette,
I believe she's still alive.
No, she's not.
Oh, wonderful.
She's gone, as are you, friend.
You have given the wrong answer, Buster. Now, I will stab you in the chest with a big needle.
Goodbye. Traffic this morning, Linwood, southbound 5 at 44th Avenue West. An accident a trooper with a customer on the right shoulder that's got you all slowed up, friends.
Robin's traffic this morning is brought to you by the little glass vessel containing Brown Thunder from Down Under and Cash. Be listening for clues Monday.
Roy's hidden a jar. It's a ball jar with one of those, you know, the lids with the ring and then the little topper.
Right.
And I don't know how you got a good tight seal on that thing. I don't really want to know.
I haven't done it yet.
Uh-huh. Oh, you haven't done it yet? Well, I thought you said you've already buried it.
I'm going to.
You're waiting for the money to shove in the jar? I see. And then someone...
But the money's already in the jar.
The money's in the jar. And then you plant onto the jar and
you
then...
You infuse the currency with the...
Parfum du Otis?
Right.
We go to the telephone now at 7 before 8 o'clock. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes.
Is this the TV station?
Indeed, sir.
Well, my name's retired Rear Admiral Cecil Blakemore. I've got a million hats, and I don't give a damn who knows it. You know, you can always learn something about a fella by the hat he wears. And nothing says violent criminal like the old husky football helmet that's been worn by suspected rapist, alleged thieves, and most recently by Jeremy Farms, alleged armed robber. Buying illegal drugs on the street corner? Well, nothing drives the price of pot down like a good old-fashioned husky holdup.
Yeah.
And speaking of being held up, how about a Washington State fairy sailor cap?
That's good, yeah.
This green hat perfectly matches the mountain of cash they'll be swimming in after they bend you over for a 20% rate hike. Or how about this nautical hat? My opening day of boating season paper sailor hat made out of my weekly reader from grade school. Do I look familiar? Sure I do. In this hat, I'm a dead ringer for Curious George.
Yes.
Speaking of curious, I'm curious when the construction on the damned Alaska Way viaduct will be over.
Yeah, well...
So, I'm put on my yellow construction hard hat to find out. This little gem comes with a built-in seismograph that beeps right before the big one comes. So, you can position yourself on top of a big slab of 1953 concrete and surf your way down on the Elliott Bay tsunami. Mm-hmm. And speaking of hanging 10, how about the Timothy McVeigh hat? Now, he won't be hung, but he'll be fitted with this leather and electrode beanie. This little sucker draws down the power grid like Bill Gates' lakefront compound, I tell you.
But he's not going to be electrocuted. He's getting lethal injection.
No, I know Bill Gates won't be electrocuted.
No.
But if it's lethal injection you're talking about, how about the Washington State University lethal injection helmet? A hard hat that holds 2 24-ounce brewskis and tubes to shoot the juice straight down your gullet. Now, you'd probably expect that I'd be done talking about hats.
I would expect it.
But I'd be remiss if I didn't display my derby from Kentucky in honor of this weekend's Kentucky Fried Horse Race. And now I'm removing the derby so I can don my sombrero and do the Mexican hat dance in honor of Cinco de Mayo. Is it really the Mexican hat dance? Or is it I've had 12 coronas and can't get into the Cuarto de Baño? Finally, I'm replacing the sombrero with one big middle finger. I'm retired Rear Admiral Cecil Blakemore. I've got a million hats, and I just about cover them all in this long-winded diatribe.
That's right, you have, sir.
Leave me alone.
No, thank you very much for phoning, though. It's nice to know about a guy who's... I love Milner's, and I like the whole look.
If I may just intrude for a moment, it's Rick Jones of Goldberg Jones in the Robin and Maynard Lounge. You know, it's fun now, but when it isn't, 1-800-DIVORCE. Just saying.
Outstanding.
Leave me alone.